What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zgura here in Berea as the Browns get ready for their Salute to Service game against the Arizona Cardinals this Sunday at First Energy Stadium. This is your Browns Huddle for Thursday. Week 8 of the NFL season kicks off tonight, but the Browns focus solely on Sunday. Josh McCown was able to throw a little bit in practice today, and the hope is that he'll be able to do more on Friday and be able to go on Sunday. If not, Johnny Manziel would get the start. Browns offensive coordinator John DeFilippo spoke with the media today about the challenges of facing an Arizona Cardinals defense that ranks number 4 overall in the NFL, and noted the Browns once again go against a great defensive front.
I mean, they're as good at their positions as you'll find in the league. And for you to go into a game and not have a plan for those type players, you're doing your team a disservice. And again, we had a plan for Von Miller, and did Von push the pocket a little bit and make the quarterback move his feet? Yeah, but he didn't ruin the game. Robert Quinn didn't ruin the game, you know, last week. And that's what you try to do, is you try to make sure you have a hat for a hat on those guys, and you're double teaming them at the point of attack as much as you can, because those two guys that you just mentioned have the ability to go out and ruin a game.
This is going to be one of the games where the Browns are going to have to be balanced, because the Arizona Cardinals are so good on the back end of that secondary. It will be important that they're able to run the football. Defensively, you got to stop the run. Chris Johnson enters this game number 2 in the National Football League. But reinforcements are on the way, and Jim O'Neill spoke about what it will mean to have Craig Robertson, Tashaun Gibson, and Joe Haden back in the mix.
Well, I think any time in this league you get your starters back, it helps you. You invest so much time and so much reps and so much coaching in those guys. When you have them, it gives you more flexibility in the defense with things you can do, and then chemistry's better. And we're excited to get those guys back. We got to be smart, because it's been some time since they've played, but we're excited to get those guys back.
It's going to take a total team effort for this defense. After all, Carson Palmer, number 1 in the NFL in touchdown passes. Chris Johnson, number 2 in the NFL in rushing yards. And Larry Fitzgerald leading the league with 6 receiving touchdowns. Tall order indeed, but the Browns hope to be up to the task this Sunday at First Energy Stadium. Don't forget, it's the food drive, so bring your perishable food items or cash donations to First Energy Stadium this Sunday and give back to the Greater Cleveland Food Bank. That'll do it for this edition of the Browns Huddle. Keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Browns.